Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desa Tarani. So, I feel very grateful and very happy to be here again tonight in the association of so many devotees. Sitting here, we are four, but we look out upon so many eager faces. So it's quite a pleasure to be able to share something with so many of you. This year, I was asked by one devotee who was mentioned earlier, Nityananda Prabhu, who had translated this book, this one-act play, actually a Bhanika play, of Srila Rupa Goswami, if I would like to present this at the Govardhan retreat. And so, without actually reading the subject matter, I became very excited and immediately agreed. And so my name was put on the list of what I was going to prepare. But then as I began to prepare the presentation, I began to understand that this particular subject matter was extremely deep and quite elevated. It involves a one-act play, that means there are not very many characters and not very many different elements of the plot, and in which Krishna and Srimati Radharani, both with their friends, involve in a loving dispute over the taxation, the false taxation, you could say, that Krishna decides that he wishes to tax the gopis with over their pots of ghee as they are going to present them at a sacrifice. And of course, there is many crooked dealings that go on in this exchange. But the intricacies and the subtleties of the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna, I could understand was profound, way beyond my capacity to be able to present it. And so after some contemplation, I decided, with praying for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Rupa Goswami, that they might forgive me, just like a child may pick up a book and start to read it to their elders, and they may mispronounce the words or not understand even what they're reading. So I prayed that they may kindly allow me to simplify the subject matter somewhat and present something that hopefully both yourselves and myself and Sachinandan Maharaj, my husband, and Madhavananda Prabhu will find actually very tasty, very relishable. So I have divided the book, the drama. It is around about 600 verses. I've divided it into five sections, which I will read nightly. So those devotees who are present, I hope that we can share something very wonderful and exquisite together. Now, one of the reasons that I felt encouraged to actually make this presentation was because it's something, a very strong principle with me, that we have to hear more and more about Krishna and his activities in the spiritual world. Because if we don't hear this subject matter, how will we have a threshold with which to bridge from this world with all its attractions and distractions to take a next step towards the spiritual horizon if we don't know what it is even? And I found this quote, which I've read many times and I love very much, from Srila Prabhupada, to share with you. This was Srila Prabhupada speaking in 1968 in New York. In the middle of his lecture, he said, "Just like our friend Mr. Cohen, he has left for California." Now, As far as I am concerned, I have no idea of California. Now, he has told me that after reaching there, he will write about the description of the place. Now, suppose if reading that description of the place, I think of going there. So I must then prepare myself. Oh, I must go there. So just like I was describing that Chintamani Dham, what sort of trees are there and so forth. And so you were very much pleased hearing this and you thought, oh, I want to go there. So we have to hear. And unless we hear what sort of God he is, what sort of God's place it is, and what is the mode of life there, we cannot be attracted. We cannot become attracted. So this is the principle that I firmly believe Srila Prabhupada wants us to adopt and also to share with others, to attract them back to home, we say, back to Godhead. To use the things of this world that are attractive, or as I said, distracting. And simultaneously by hearing about Krishna, to very firmly wish to set our journey in the direction of home. Now, I would like to share with you tonight the beginning of this beautiful drama by Srila Rupa Goswami by reading the first two shlokas, which are known as the Nandi Shloka. So the Nandi Shloka, in the beginning of a classical Sanskrit drama, these verses sum up the essence of what the playwright is wanting to share. And often, too, they give a glimpse of the blessing that one would achieve if one was to contemplate or meditate on what the playwright is about to offer. So both of these verses, the first two verses of Srila Rupa Goswami's drama, they have also been presented by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And although in the drama, in the translation of Nityananda Prabhu, when it is actually made available through the BBT, he has given his own translation of these Nandi slokas in line with his technical, very careful translation of the whole drama. I would like instead to share with you these two verses as given by Srila Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the very first verse, Srila Rupa Goswami says, may the sight of Srimati Radharani's Kila Kinchita Bhav, I'll explain what that is in a moment, her ecstatic emotions, which are like a bouquet of flowers, bring good fortune to all. When Sri Krishna blocked Radharani's way to Dan Gati, this is the area between Giriraj where you can cross from one side to the other, and Krishna set up a block and set up a toll booth there. When he blocked her way, there was laughing in her heart. Her eyes grew bright and fresh tears flowed from her eyes, reddening the tips, the beautiful edges of Radharani's eyes. Due to her sweet relationship with Krishna, her eyes were enthusiastic, and when her crying subsided, she appeared even more beautiful. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that it is his offering this prayer, this invocation, that may the sight of Srimati Radharani's eyes, when she feels a mixture of seven different emotions at the same time, when she's feeling that particular way, may the sight of her eyes bestow upon us pure love for Sri Krishna. Just the sight of her eyes, not even Krishna, not even Srimati Radharani, but just her beautiful eyes. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains what are the seven emotions that come together when Srimati Radharani finds that Krishna has blocked her way and he's speaking very arrogantly to her and refusing her to be allowed to pass. And the emotions that she manifests are pride, ambition, weeping, smiling, envy, fear, and anger, all at the same time. And he compares this to if you were to create a mixture of yogurt and sugar candy and honey and ghee, and you add some black pepper, some camphor, and some cardamom, you would have a very delicious drink. And if you mix them together and drink those, you would find it extraordinarily tasty. So whilst, as I said, this subject matter is a little esoteric and a little too exquisite for most of us, particularly as Maharaj was saying, if we have just rushed in on an aeroplane and our mind is still somewhere between here and our home, we may find it a little difficult in the beginning to concentrate. But hopefully, by Srila Prabhupada's blessings and by the blessings of Giriraj, upon whose rocks and his pathways this pastime actually was performed, hopefully by their blessings we can experience something. Now there is a second verse, as I said, which explains something of the nature of the love that Radha Srimati Radharani feels for Krishna. And please hear this. All glories to Radha's love for Krishna, the enemy of the Mura demon. Although her love is all-pervading, still, it tends to increase at every moment. It's all-pervading and it's continuously increasing. So these are paradoxical or contradictory concepts. They are not available to us except by hearing of the transcendental love between Radha and Krishna. Second quality, although her love is very important, she is completely devoid of any pride. And although her love is pure, it is spotless. There is no selfishness or any ulterior motive in her heart or in her love. Although her love is like that, it is always beset with duplicity. So, we are about to hear a loving pastime, and you will notice that both Radha and Krishna are extraordinarily crooked in their exchanges with each other. So this love between Radha and Krishna, Krishna himself found it so astonishing that he wanted to taste the same feeling that she is tasting. But he cannot do that because he is the object of her affection. She is the possessor of the affection, but he is the person to whom her affection flows. So as we know, he thought it would be so nice to change around positions and to accept her mood, to experience her love for me. And in order to experience this flavor of love, Krishna decides to appear as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada, in speaking about this subject matter, he once said, Narottam Das Thakur is giving us the direction on how we can reach the perfectional stage by association with Radha and Krishna. The first thing, the very first thing, is that we should become very much attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will lead us. Because he came to deliver the understanding of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, one should first of all surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he said, by surrendering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda becomes very pleased. And when Lord Nityananda becomes pleased, all the material desires and things that plague our heart, they disappear. And when they disappear gradually or very quickly from our heart, then we can understand the writings of the six Goswamis. And of those six Goswamis, the principal Goswami, the foremost of those six Goswamis, is Srila Rupa Goswami. So we're here together. I don't know how well we will do, but we will give it a good try. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.